This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. More uniformed police officers will be present at Denver public school campuses through the end of the school year. The district announced plans to increase security with a focus on elementary schools, a day after a gunman in Texas killed 19 children and two adults at a school near San Antonio. DPS says it will also provide counseling services to students and adults as needed. The last day of school for DPS is June 3rd. All flags on government buildings will fly at half-staff to mark yesterday's mass shooting. The order from Governor Jared Polis comes after President Biden issued a proclamation about it to include military bases. The change will stay in effect until sunset on Saturday. A vision presented to Colorado Springs City Council this week calls for a complete revamp of a portion of Monument and Fountain Creeks. The multi-million dollar idea would include spots for tubing and kayaking, along with an expansion of both creeks for better access. Councilman Bill Murray questioned the cost and timeline of the massive project.
I see an incredible amount of dirt that needs to be removed.
The multi-million dollar proposal would seek funds from grants, private donors, and potential bond issue by the city. Work thus far came from a grant from local philanthropist Lida Hill. City Council members would have to adopt a formal master plan before any work could be done. The Colorado Springs Airport plans to unveil a base for firefighting air tankers today. The Gazette reports the aircraft will support firefighting efforts in the city as well as around the state. It will also serve as a hub to help neighboring states. Funding comes from a federal grant, and the effort is the result of a five-year collaboration between the U.S. Forest Service, Peterson Air Force Base, the airport, and the city of Colorado Springs. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 65 degrees. Expect mostly sunny skies today with clear skies overnight with a low of 43 degrees. This is CPR News and KRCC.